And it all begins with Stroman on Sports. We've got Dr. Debbie Stroman on the line, sports commentator, the host of If You Only Knew right here on WCHL, to talk about all of the hottest issues on and off the field in the world of sports. Dr. Stroman, thank you so much for being with us today, as always.
Absolutely. I'll tell you, the world of sports, there is never a dull moment. I'm telling you, Aaron. It could be one long soap opera or intense documentary or suspense film.
So we're talking this week about the thing that's got everyone talking in the sports world, which is Colin Kaepernick, right? He just got named as Nike's newest spokesperson. They just released the first ad, and that apparently has some conservatives upset to the point where they're cutting up their Nike equipment or burning it in one case while wearing it, which was not a good idea. And just generally declaring that they're going to boycott Nike. So that's got another round of response to that and articles being posted and a whole bunch of different high-profile people and pundits and, of course, the president weighing in because that's what he does. And everyone is talking once again about Colin Kaepernick and the issue of kneeling during the national anthem. So we're talking about that this week. But before we get into that issue, I want to ask, because you've been following this, is the backlash against the Nike ad, is it significant, or is it just five idiots on Twitter? Because every time I see a story that's been posted or I see people talking about it on social media, it always ends up being the same three or four pictures that get posted. So I'm not sure if this is a conversation about Colin Kaepernick or if this is a conversation about the news media amplifying the craziest, most extreme voices and making something out of nothing. But you've been following this more closely than I have. So what are you seeing?
Well, your brilliance again shows up. It is definitely, I won't say it's five, there's probably about 55 of them.
Okay.
But they're getting all the noise out of all the millions and millions of people in our country, and certainly those who feel strongly one way or another about Colin Kaepernick. So the backdrop is, of course, Colin Kaepernick, you know, he has not played football. He's 30 years old now. He hasn't played since 2016. Mm-hmm. He made the statement against police brutality. His friend in the military encouraged him to take a knee. That would be much more respectful. He signed with Nike in 2011, and Nike had just signed recently a multi-billion dollar contract with the NFL to be the official supplier of the apparel. And so now you have a very, very dominating brand, and I'm not saying just in sport. I mean, everybody knows Nike. They've decided to, what I feel is, do a very, very smart thing to recognize demographics and how they're changing, plus the younger people who are much more socially social justice driven, as in they're just not going to put on a brand because it costs a lot. They're going to think about what that means. And if you think about the things that have been popping off in America, our young people have been leading that. So it was a very, very smart move. The stock has really not moved one way or another. There was a bit of a downtick on Tuesday, but Nike is just making out like a fat cat. They said they're looking at about $43 million worth of PR exposure on Monday, you know, which is Labor Day. Everybody's relaxing, not doing much. They dominated social media. Everything from, I think it was 3.4 million mentions on Twitter in the first 21 hours. You've got new hashtags, again, positive or negative, but Nike really, really wins in this.
And it was about a $3 drop yesterday, and I'm looking at the stock price today because I hadn't looked at it yet. It's back up about 30 cents today, so already kind of rebounding there. Yeah. This is another example too, and this is something that we've talked about as well, of partly in the sports world, but just in general, of businesses and like big corporations like Nike really taking a stand on issues of values and morality, and in this case, social justice, that I think in previous years you wouldn't necessarily have seen corporations like that taking. And I was wondering what your take on that was.
Well, there's no doubt corporate responsibility, community engagement are, if not, well, you can't say number one because you've got to make money, but it has to be in the top three of values for corporate and organizational leaders today. The country, and again, a lot of this is due to the person in the White House, President Trump, but really it's making people think about humanity, dignity, doing the right thing, caring more about your neighbor versus yourself. You know, if there's one person who's been who's offended by something, as opposed to saying, oh, get over it, or, you know, we're beyond that, we're asking one another to try the best as you can to gain more awareness and put yourself in their shoes. Is it worth it, you know, to have that one person being upset by a particular thing? And so with that being said, corporations are now figuring that you can lose talent, as in people won't necessarily want to work for you or want to attend your university. We're finding that there are other ways that you can make money, and that means looking at the research that shows that diversity can pay, as in it can be very, very positive to your bottom line. And there's no surprise, even though we say that, you know, sport can lead in this space, but sport is the mirror of society. So you're seeing it happening in the sport industry as well.
What should, and we're speaking with Dr. Debbie Strohman here, we're talking about the development in the last couple of days, Nike signing Colin Kaepernick on as their latest spokesperson, releasing the ads, the backlash thereunto, and all of the media coverage. But we're talking about right now the role of corporations in terms of taking a stand on issues of social justice. And I've been kind of curious and troubled by what the reaction that, or what the obligation is, I guess, that we as individuals have to keep the pressure on companies like Nike to not just take the stand that they've taken, but to even go further. We've seen this with Amazon, for instance, or Google. They've been very out front about taking strong stance on social justice issues. They also don't necessarily, and Amazon in particular, doesn't necessarily have a great record when it comes to labor conditions. Nike very much the same way. They're taking a really strong social justice stand here. Their labor record is not, to say the least, very good. So how do we as an individual consumer say, thank you, Nike, reward Nike for taking the stand that we want them to take on this particular issue, and also keep the pressure on them to do better in their own practices?
Well, that's what democracy means. That's what patriotism means. We have to stand up and be accountable, be responsible, and we just can't point the fingers and place blame, place blame on others. You know, America is us, and that means every individual not only using their voice, but standing up and putting your dollars where there is a company or organization that matches your values. And we have to do that. That's the only way that we continue to heal and we continue to you know, when you think about economic development, this is what economic development is about. It's not just going in and, you know, making money and developing your product and service and making sales. It's how are you actually being a part of the community and being responsible? You know, I think about how just in real estate and how we hold real estate developers, making them be accountable to the community. What type of affordable housing are you going to offer? Are you going to make sure they're green spaces? All of that type, you know, not to pollute the community. So all of these things are a part of democracy. And when I think about Nike making this move, this is a big, big credit or attention to social justice because they were, they're still going through it, but a major revolt in terms of the Me Too movement and women employees at Nike earlier this year saying that the culture there had just become very, very toxic. Everything from supervisors, just basically bad behavior, trying to forcibly kiss women, touching others in inappropriate places. And so anything that Nike can do to protect that billion dollar brand, they're going to do that. And they want it to be very, very public facing because not only is this just about Colin Kaepernick, but their folks in this campaign, everything from LeBron James, Serena Williams, Odell Beckham, they have a number of big hitters in the sports industry, a part of this ad campaign.
Speaking with Dr. Debbie Stroman, I want to kind of come and bring this conversation back full circle. So let's go back to the media really quick and the extent to which you've got all of these stories and all of these cable news outlets and people on social media that are amplifying the voices of, like you said, the 55 super extreme people who are cutting up their Nike gear. That's 0.00001% of the population. It's infinitesimal, but those are the voices that end up getting amplified. So back to our obligation as consumers, what should we be doing to kind of keep the fire under the media to cover the voices that ought to be covered?
Well, there's no doubt, you know, the traditional accountability responsibility means wearing what you believe in. And so people will go ahead and continue to wear Nike. Their numbers will continue to be very, very strong, although Adidas is making a major move in that space, especially with their contracts across the world in soccer. But Adidas basically owns the market share in that regard in America. But around the world, it's definitely Nike dominates. But I would say definitely wearing the apparel. I would also say continuing to use your voice and speak up when you're in conversations where you can talk about the companies that you believe are socially responsible. Writing is really important. Writing the executives of the particular companies and organizations, that not to complain, but to make note of those that you like what they're doing. When they've taken a position that matches your values, then let them know. Far too often we just criticize and complain, but we don't send enough thank you notes and appreciation to companies that are doing the right thing. And last but not least, I would just say that, you know, if you are on social media, you don't have to get into a quarrel with somebody who's really set on, burning up their Nike things. But, you know, I'm a big believer in promote what you love and don't bash, you know, what you hate. Just promote what you love and stay in that mindset.
And then finally bringing it back to the individual at the center of this, which is Colin Kaepernick. We've spoken about this issue on a number of occasions, and a lot has been said about Kaepernick and the extent to which he's been blackballed by the NFL, the extent to which he has been roundly criticized for kneeling before the flag, which I think this is the first time ever that anyone has ever suggested that kneeling is a sign of disrespect, but there you go. What else needs to be said about Colin Kaepernick that hasn't been said, or what should people be taking away from this issue that you're not seeing people take away enough?
Well, I'd like to just mention the former CIA director, John Brennan, his quote. I think this says it all for me. Former director Brennan stated, "Colin Kaepernick drew our collective attention to the problem of continued racial injustice in America. He did so not to disrespect our flag, but to give meaning to the words of the preamble of our Constitution in order to form a more perfect union." Well done, Colin, well done. And I don't think, I think that statement by, again, ex-CIA Director John Brennan, I don't think you could say it any better, that Colin has a spirit for America. He wants it to be better, and he knows it can be better. But if we don't shine the light, then we'll never move forward.
No better place to leave it than there. Dr. Debbie Stroman, thank you so much.
Thank you.